I like strawberries a lot. There's strawberry rhubarb pie, for starters, strawberry and spinach salad, strawberry shortcake. But I've been on this kick lately of trying to buy only locally grown produce, which is admittedly hard to do when you live in the Midwest, especially with strawberries. Most of the year, they're shipped in from Florida and California. But there is one place in Michigan where you can still pick strawberries as late as October.
The redder the better?
Yeah.
And do I just...
That one's a little green.
That's too green? Okay.
It's snowing out. I've got on the winter coat, the hat, the gloves, and I'm picking strawberries with Kelly Bowerman.
So which one is this?
This is a Tribute.
Tribute.
So we have Aroma, Diamante, and Tribute. Aroma is a nice big berry. A Diamante is even a bigger berry, but it just don't turn red. It's orange-colored. And the Tribute's a smaller berry with a lot more flavor.
All right, let's get all three. Let's get a variety.
Okay.
Bowerman calls his strawberries three-finger berries, which he says are roughly the same size as the one shipped in from California.
Okay, so I'm going to try mine. So which one should I start with?
That's a Diamante. Aroma, Tribute.
Okay, let's start with the Tribute then.
Okay.
It's very juicy.
Yes.
That's good.
A lot of people like that one.
That's good.
And frankly, the strawberries better taste good, seeing as how Bowerman spent $60,000 on them. Well, not on the actual berries themselves, but on the hydroponic system he uses to grow the berries. With hydroponics, he still grows his strawberries outside, but instead of planting them in the ground, the runners sit in pots above the ground in a solution of warm water and minerals. And since there's no soil, the strawberries can grow from June to October without the roots freezing over at the first sign of cold weather. Still, there's only so much a hydroponic system can do on its own.
He's going to find out that people want strawberries at Christmas time. And so the next step will be to put a greenhouse over that system, and there we have 12 months.
Merle Jensen is a professor of plant science at the University of Arizona, and he knows his hydroponics. He knows growers all across the country who've started moving their hydroponic systems inside greenhouses so they can artificially light the crops. That way, they can produce year-round. But wait, there's more.
You know, all of our leafy vegetables, the high-value fruits like strawberries, will all be under cover within the next 5 years. I'm sure of that. It's a rapid expansion, not only in the United States, but we see it in Canada and Mexico. So this is the wave of the future.
A future that Jensen swears will taste delicious.
You know what? I can say that because we can control the nutrition and we can control the salinity within the root system such that we can program that product to have more acid, natural acid, and more sugars and better flavor. And we can do that through hydroponics at will. And local growing is becoming bigger and bigger all the time. It's just got an image today of being better.
Of course, in the Midwest, local is still pretty relative. Our Michigan farmer, Kelly Bowerman, says people come from up to 50 miles away to pick his strawberries.
One guy bought $28 worth of strawberries. He says that ain't no big deal because it cost me $40 in gas to get here and back.
And he'll have to continue putting in that kind of travel time if he wants to eat locally grown strawberries in the middle of winter. Unless, of course, Jensen's right, and hydroponic greenhouse systems really are the wave of the future. If so, it might not be too long before Bowerman's strawberries show up year-round at your supermarket. Oh, and by the way, I like the Tribute strawberries the best. They were my favorite. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Aguera.